With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. In just over 2 months, Montana voters will select challengers for U.S. Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte. Between now and the June 5th primary, Montana Public Radio is talking with voters about political issues important to them. Dozens of employers and hundreds of students and prospective employees attended the 29th annual Big Sky Career Fair held recently at the University of Montana. Joy Brixen and Kim Swanby represent a Billings company that provides software for the healthcare industry. I asked Brixen if she's interested in Montana's primary.
Yeah, I am. I'm paying attention.
But don't take that to mean Brixen is excited about this election cycle.
It's a hard season. It's a lot of money that they're spending on advertising when they should be spending on doing legitimate things. I don't know. You know, nobody seems to care the most about what people stand for and what they want to do. They care about how to make them look bad.
Kim Swanby agrees.
I have children, so their education is most important to me. I also take care of my grandparents, so I care about their well-being, retirement. Overall, just healthcare is my main focus right now.
Swanby and Brixen agree that the healthcare industry places a lot of emphasis on treatment of chronic illness, but not nearly enough on prevention of those same illnesses. Kim Swanby says she does her best to study the records of incumbents before casting her vote. Joy Brixen does the same, but adds that voters now have to cut through a lot of fake news to get an accurate picture of candidates and their positions.
I think our local media here does a great job talking about what really actually impacts us day to day. If I watch Good Morning America, I don't think they do a very good job at all. I think they report based on emotion and what elicits an emotional response from their viewers. You know, any kind of national news I get online from sources that I like. I turn to Drudge, I turn to Breitbart News. Those are really the main sources that I get to.
Across the hall, Tyler Lang Lois was talking with UM students about career opportunities with a national cable TV provider. Lang Lois dreads the upcoming elections.
Kind of sick of it all by now, to be honest.
How come?
I kind of just feel like it doesn't really matter a lot of times. I just feel like there's gray areas that I would vote for. I don't feel like anyone actually represents me and what I want. They kind of just do whatever the Democrats tell them to do or whatever the Republicans tell them to do.
In other words, the 26-year-old Lang Lois says the party system is outdated and too confining. He wants more flexibility, meaning just because he may agree with one party's position on an issue like abortion, he may disagree with most of the other planks in that same party's platform.
I feel like nowadays it would be a lot easier to just get in touch with what we want and we could all just vote on it, just like instantaneously, say with iPhones, but like we don't.
27-year-old Lauren Nichols is standing a few feet away. She's excited about the upcoming elections and how they could potentially affect two issues in particular, immigration and tax reform.
I believe that the immigration rollout that we have implemented, I think it's unfair. I think it's unjust, and I think it needs to be reviewed. This is a country that should be open to all people, and I really don't agree with the tax bill was for the people. I believe the tax bill was for the top 1%, and I believe that that needs to be reviewed and rescinded.
Nichols is also frustrated by Republican Senator Steve Daines and Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte's refusal to hold live, in-person town hall meetings.
It's very irritating. I think that our representatives should be there listening, regardless if the public opinion is not aligned with theirs. So, yeah, it's quite infuriating that they refuse and/or walk out of these meetings.
On my way out of the job fair, I meet 25-year-old Hugh Kingery and PJ Willett, who's 23. They're friends, but tell me they've never really talked a lot about politics. It turns out both men believe that America under the Trump administration is becoming too isolationist. Hugh Kingery.
An example would be, of course, the movement of the Tel Aviv embassy to Jerusalem is not something that makes sense at an international level if you're looking at any country other than U.S.-Israeli relationships. And so I would like to see a little bit more dialogue happening about how the actions we take are going to influence the rest of the international community.
PJ Willett nods his head in agreement. He also expresses frustration with the media and its obsession with the 24-hour news cycle.
Now we're talking about gun control. Okay, now we're talking about the border wall. Now we're talking about this. And so it's like 2 weeks at a time we're talking about one thing. where
there's
we
no resolution,
keep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's no resolution to it. We just start talking about another thing.
By and large, Willett and Kingery agreed on almost every issue we discussed.
So what did you two learn about one another today?
Nothing new, really. It's the answers make sense that he said.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we know each other pretty well, so.
Yeah.
Montana's primary is June 5th. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.